Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Before I begin to share the message the Lord has placed on my heart and the scripture from the Gospel of John, I'd like to take just a moment to pray for His anointing to be upon your life and that God will minister to the needs that you have. It is my heart's desire not only to minister the Word, to give you understanding and to bless and encourage and uplift you in your walk with the Lord, but also to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you during these few moments that we have together. He knows all of our needs. And the Word says it is His will to meet all of our needs according to His riches in glory. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, our natural life as well as our spiritual life. So, Father, having shared Your Word, Lord, we come with the boldness and the strength and the courage of faith before Your altar. And Father, I do pray for my brothers and sisters, my spiritual family, the radio family, Lord, that has some going through very intense trials and battles. Lord, I thank You. Your Word says You will not allow us to be tested above what we are able. And so, Father, I thank You for Your loving kindness and Your mercy being extended. And Lord, with every temptation, You will make a way of escape. And so, Father, I thank You that faith is rising in their heart. Lord, that You will strengthen them in their inner man, in their spirit man, as well as in their emotions. Father, I take authority over grief. Lord, there's one that's been just really hurt by the words of a loved one today. Father, I ask You, You said in Your Word, You bind up the brokenhearted. So, Father, I ask not only for healing, but also wisdom in knowing how to proceed, how to deal with the situation. Father, I thank You for touching bodies. I thank You, Lord, for moving in circumstances. Lord, those who need jobs, those who need a new place to live, those who need homes, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You will undertake, You will open doors and do that quickly. Father, thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your blessings. Father, Jesus said, as recorded in the Gospels, that if the Father takes care of the birds of the field and feeds them and clothes the lilies of the field, we don't have to be concerned that what greater value are we in Your sight. So, Father, I lift my spiritual family, and I thank You for touching them, Father. And then also, I ask, God, that for Your anointing to be upon the Word of the Lord. Holy Spirit, only You can quicken the Word of God. Lord, it's not the letter, but the Spirit that gives life. We know Your Word is a living Word, but Father, we still rely on the quickening of the Holy Spirit to make that alive and pertinent and real in our lives. And Father, as we ask all of this of You, we acknowledge that from You comes every good thing. From You comes the answer to our petitions. And unto You, O Lord, is all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, having shared that, the message that I would like to share with you, beginning on today's broadcast and continuing as the Lord leads, is, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? And what we're going to be looking at is a story in the ministry of Jesus, as was recorded in the Gospel of John, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to read just the verses, and probably we'll just be looking at one verse that I want to share with you. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Those, in other words, who were crippled or paralyzed. And now verse 4 tells us why they were there and why they were waiting. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case or in that condition, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Praise God. A tremendous miracle that Jesus did. And it's interesting, as you just look at the details of this narrative, as it's described by John, that this was a place near the temple, that there was a pool, and all the sick people would gather around there because every once in a while an angel would come down and stir the waters. And so obviously these were very needy people. However, there's recorded that Jesus only ministered to one individual, and he asked, Wilt thou be made whole? In other words, do you want to be well? Would you rather be well than sick as you've been for so long? Now, that might seem a very strange question. I mean, obviously that man was there because he was sick, and of course he wanted to be well. Otherwise, he wouldn't be there. However, when Jesus asked that question, he got his attention, and he began to focus his eyes upon Jesus. And then after he gave his reason why he wasn't healed, because he was looking for the troubling of the water, and there were others who were faster, and they got down there before him. And Jesus didn't even answer him. He didn't remark to that, because here was the living Lord of life standing before him, and he gave him a command that spoke to the man's faith. He said, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Now, he could have further argued and said, Well, it's obvious I can't do that. Don't you see I'm here with all these sick people, and I can't even get up fast enough to get to the pool? But he didn't. He was immediately was made whole. His faith was in operation. He heard in the spirit, man, what Jesus was saying, and he immediately obeyed him. Faith without works is dead. And so obviously the Holy Spirit stirred his heart with faith, and he responded, and he was made whole. The living Lord Jesus Christ, that infallible, matchless Son of God, the living Word, the miracle worker, the Lord of lords and King of kings, stated in John 8:32, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 13:8, For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. And we want to be looking at what Jesus was saying and how it can apply to our lives today. You know, the gospel has been around now for what, going on 2,000 years. The early church, the Spirit of the Lord was poured out, and the Word of God was preached in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And beloved, that's what we need today. We need to see God's power at work at work in our lives. And the key to that, beloved, is faith. Faith to really believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We acknowledge it. We read the Word of God. We praise God for the wonderful way He's moved in the past. But beloved, what about our present day life? Are we seeing God's miracles? Are we seeing His intervention and answers to prayer in a mighty way, in a way that the hand of flesh, the arm of flesh, could in no wise accomplish? There's nothing impossible with God. Where there seems to be no way, God will make a way. He'll make a way in the wilderness. He'll make a way in the desert place. He'll make a way, as He did for the children of Israel, if He had to part the waters of the Red Sea, as He did for them, to demonstrate that He has all power in heaven and earth. But beloved, because we've seen delays in answered prayer, because of battles, because of trials, we've taken our sights from the heavens, from the hills, from whence cometh our salvation, and our heads are down, and we're looking at the mundane things of our daily lives, and the Lord is saying, look up, look to me. I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. Is there anything too hard for me? God has so much for us, and beloved, is going to take faith, the kind of faith that moved that impotent man at the pool of Bethesda to be able to rise and respond to the words of Jesus. Jesus is saying, will you be made whole? Will you receive the deliverance you desire? Will you receive that which I have for you? And beloved, the answer is faith. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and we're barely getting into the message, but I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We gather together at the same time every day, Monday through Friday. And also, if you are not able to hear the broadcast at the airtime, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and hear them anytime at your convenience. For now, I want to close with an invitation to share your prayer burdens. If we pray for one another, if we bear one another's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.